Hello, we're Radiations of Subversive Expression, and this is episode 39 of Bad News, Angry Voices from Around the World for October 2020. School occupations. Over 700 school units have been occupied by students demanding more teachers, less students in each class, and funding for the public health system for COVID-19. Schools, teachers, parents, and students were left helpless by the government when schools opened in September without any planning to combat COVID. The government and the media tried to slander the school movement by falsely connecting the protesting students with the anti-maskers.
Ομάδα Λαϊκών Αγωνιστών. On Wednesday, September 23rd, after an operation by the anti-terrorist service, comrades P. Georgiadis and M.T. were arrested. In the early hours of the next day, men of the anti-terrorist invaded the house of M.T. in Petralona, where they arrested his companion and roommate E.M. The media are presenting the arrests as a dismemberment of the revolutionary organization Ομάδα Λαϊκών Αγωνιστών, giving praise to the Ministry of Citizen Protection and celebrating the successful strike against terrorism. The media, creating a climate of terror, continue to leak false and non-existent information, targeting even more the comrades. Παγκράτη Φιλολάου. On September 25th, the state evacuated the occupation of 99 Φιλολάου. An occupation that for 4 years was a place of meeting, creation and resistance. There are several calls for actions against the evacuations that the government is promoting. Σβεώδ. On the 9th of October, the Union for Couriers and Delivery Workers rallied with motorcycles the center of Athens, demanding better working conditions.
Golden Dawn Court. On October the 7th, more than 40,000 people were outside the court of Athens for the announcement of the adjudication for neo-Nazi party Golden Dawn. After 5.5 years of legal battles, the ruling of the court was that Golden Dawn is a criminal organization. The huge rally outside the court was destroyed by police forces. 2,000 policemen, according to the state, were guarding the court, and they attacked with water and tear gas the rally 20 seconds after the court announcement. After the announcement, the Greek media, who all those years were promoting the neo-Nazi party, were accusing the people outside the court for vandalism. The right-wing government, which has deep connections with Golden Dawn, tried to use the legal victory as if it was its own battle against the criminal organization. Nothing has ended. Police forces, media, and the current government are heavily supporting fascism every day.